It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There is so much happening in Japan right now. Nuclear plant issues, food shortages. Here's something that's not happening. Whales are not being flung from the ocean and slamming into buildings. Still, you can find fake links to that and other videos on Facebook. Those links are scams. Don't click on them. Graham Cluley of the security firm Sophos says scammers are capitalizing on the disaster in Japan.
They're posting messages saying, click here to watch maybe a CNN video of the tsunami or to see something extraordinary regarding a whale which has appeared inside a building as a result of the tsunami. And if you click on those links, you're taken to a page which looks like YouTube, but in fact isn't. And the page is designed to automatically like that page. To your friends, it looks as though you have knowingly said, I like this video. And so it will spread virally.
And tell me again about the whale.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? So there's an actual message which is going around saying that the tsunami launched a whale into a building or sent it smashing into a building, and you can watch this crazy footage is how it reports it. And if you click on this link, you might think you're about to see a video on YouTube, but in fact, it is a scam page, as I said.
Why? Why is somebody doing this?
It's a great question. The reason why they're doing this is actually to make money, because the other thing they do is when you visit the page, they pop up a little online survey, and it says, oh, just confirm that you're over 16 before you view this, and you begin to take a survey. And that survey earns commission for the scammers.
Now, a lot of people have been donating money to the Red Cross as part of the relief effort there, but I understand that people are manipulating that charitable instinct.
It's ghastly, isn't it? So we are also seeing spam messages which claim to come from the Red Cross and ask you to make a donation via some of the online money services which are available, but the money doesn't actually go to the Red Cross at all. It goes straight into the hands of fraudsters.
Is our common sense enough to help us avoid getting scammed here?
The problem with common sense is it's not really very common. If it were, if more people had it, then maybe we'd be better defended against these things. But the fact is, it's so easy with the internet to click on a link or to send money to someone who you believe is going to help and, unfortunately, to be scammed as a result. So go to the legitimate websites. Be a little bit suspicious, you know, just because there's a disaster going on, don't let computer security go out the window.
Graham Cluley of the security firm Sophos. Staying with security now and moving from Facebook to your car, more and more cars rely on onboard computer systems. But where there are computers, there can be security issues. And guess what?
According to a recent study,
your CD player may be the bad guy's gateway into your car. Researchers at the University of Washington and the University of California at San Diego took a CD and attached malicious code to one of the songs. Then they put it in the CD player of a 2009 car, and that code infected the car's computer. If that computer is compromised, attackers can track your location, unlock your doors, maybe even disable your brakes. The researchers admit such a hack is still very difficult to perform. They say they're in touch with automakers to prevent such hacks in the future. And I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to CDs, but I'll just point out that public radio is still safe. According to a recent study was performed by John Roderick, this is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.